Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, listen closely. You shouldn't have to listen too hard. Do you hear that? Hey, take a big old deep breath. Do you smell that? Oh, it sounds and it smells like football is around the corner. It's a Monday of camp week, and welcome to it. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hugh Douglas, what is up, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning? I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend doing whatever it is that you wanted to do this weekend. And I hope it was awesome. That's about it.
Yeah, some of us didn't get to
so
do
it. How was the Stormy Daniels porn thingy? How was the lap dance thingy, John? Did you get a lap dance this weekend? Did you get a lap dance?
It was a good try by you.
No, I'm saying.
I came in this morning only to overhear somebody say that it didn't happen.
No, I heard it didn't happen. I heard it was she had a family emergency, so she did not get a chance to grace the stage at the Pink Pony. She didn't get a chance to get it done. So, yeah, it was a wrap. So all those guys that were looking forward to hanging out with Stormy Daniels this weekend, did not happen. She had a family emergency. So hopefully she can reschedule and come back to the ATL, you know, sometime soon.
Yeah, here it is. Stormy Daniels canceled Sunday performance of Brookhaven's Pink Pony, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right, a family issue, calling it a personal matter, blah, okay, whatever. She is, and you're right, rescheduling to come in. Okay, I just, if you missed it, I guess she's coming back.
She's coming back during football season. She might not have sold the tickets like they wanted to sell. Who knows? But, yeah, she'll be back.
Yeah, well, you know, so that's one thing from this weekend. So you just hung around this weekend kind of watching stuff? You watched that Braves game, the never-ending Braves game yesterday?
Man, I tell you, it was like a 55-minute rain delay, and then it had another rain delay. It was a long game. That was the longest baseball game that I've ever been a part of. It really, really was.
Yeah, because it started, I think first pitch was slated for 1:35, and I will watch to the bitter end there at about 8:12.
Yeah, it was all night. It was an all-nighter.
I mean, it was nearly 7 hours of waiting for that. But by the time they got done, if you didn't watch the end of the game, Braves lost 6-2 to Washington. If you didn't watch the end of the game, I'm guessing there were about less than 100 people in the building, okay?
It probably was tough to watch, man, with that rain delay.
Mm-hmm.
With that rain, I saw some couple, they had the couple on the TV screen that stayed for a little while. You know, they were out there in the rain hanging out. But after a while, it had to be tough with the second rain delay. I know it had to be. You know, and people were looking at it, and they just had to go home.
Yeah,
it was too much.
Yeah, too much. But of the 100 people, the Braves tried to rally. They were down 5-2 in the top of the ninth, put a couple of men on, and there's like 100 people, again, in the stadium. And yet all you hear is the chop. And I'm like, hey! And they take a shot. There's like a dozen Braves fans
diehards
that have waited. Hey!
Those some diehards, man.
You're down by 3 runs and you sit through 2 hours.
Yeah, they had some opportunities. There was a lot of missed opportunities in that game yesterday. Bolton Evers got in a little bit of trouble early on, and he was able to, you know, settle down a little bit. But, yeah, it was a tough day. With all those rain delays, man, for both pitchers, it was a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough day for the Braves, who end up splitting a weird series in Washington. Of course, there was the rain out the day before, which even though it was a long day yesterday, I was really happy they got the game in here because when the first delay happened, I thought, oh, no, you're going to get rained out Saturday, you're going to get rained out Sunday, And what that means is not good news for the schedule going forward, because now you got to make up two games somewhere between now and the end of the year. That puts a lot of pressure on you. I mean, that's a lot of extra baseball you got to play, you know, in terms of maybe two doubleheaders in D.C., no less, between now and the end of the season. You know, that's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but it's going to make for great drama when you talk about the end of the season for baseball, because, like, right now, like, what is – I think they said, like, two-thirds of the teams in NL are in the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to make for great drama towards the end of the year.
Well, a lot to get to on this Monday, as you would expect, recapping the weekend, you know, what with all the big news over the weekend. But also, of course, the focal point is really going to shift really fast. I mean, we'll do a lot of recap this week, kind of catch you up on what happened over the weekend, where we stand. That'll be a lot of today. But that focal point by tomorrow morning this time is really going to shift gears. You have more teams that are going to be showing up. By Wednesday, most of the NFL teams are opening camp today and tomorrow and Wednesday. And by Wednesday, I think everybody, at least your rookies, but for everybody are in by Wednesday.
It's the final countdown this week. Everybody coming to camp. The last couple of days is like, if you're going to get that last lap dance or whatever it is, whatever your twist is.
We're just called a Stormy from now on.
No, we're not going to call it that. You can call it a Stormy, John Freaky. I ain't going to call it a Stormy. But, you know, you got to make those last final preparations for you to roll out and go wherever it is you're going, your respective team. So, yeah, you got to hang out. I know some people kicked it probably hard this weekend, like hanging out, because this was your last weekend as a free man for 6 months. As a matter of fact, I saw Jalen Collins this weekend.
Oh, you did, really?
Yeah, he was bowling.
He's kind of a free man.
Well, no, you know what? He looked pretty good though. He was bowling. I went bowling Saturday, and I saw him bowling. I spoke, and he was just kind of chilling. You know, I think just waiting for his suspension to be up so he can get back in the game.
Well, he's out for a while, isn't he?
I think he's up this year, right? Isn't he up this year?
Yeah.
Jalen Collins. Yeah, he is suspended. Jalen Collins is suspended. Yeah, he is.
And like three-time loser, isn't he? I think so. It is a Monday morning for the Kia Studios. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A lot to get into with Atlanta United, the Braves, the Falcons. And just so that you understand, the Falcons open, the rookies will be in Wednesday, the veterans in Thursday. And, yes, we know who we hope that means. And then Friday is the first day of camp, okay? And we will be there. We want you to make plans to join us. We will be there on Friday for the first day of training camp in Flowery Branch, large and in charge. Live with that big set and all the great things that go in and around it. And had a friend of mine over the weekend say to me, an acquaintance, who said that they had never been to camp. And I was explaining how great a deal it is for them. I mean, you got to go. If you're a Falcons fan, look, this is going to be, I think, a special season. And this the training camp just in and of itself is just such a fun thing to do. It's such a great day for you and the kids.
Training camp is not fun. It's fun for the people that aren't actually out there in the sun getting hands put on them. It's not fun it's fun for those people. But for the actual players, man, that's like that first day. I mean, it's cool the first day, but when that fatigue and that soreness started to set in on muscles that you thought you worked out pretty good and they didn't really, you know, you got to get used to that football speed, it's a little different. I remember camp being a grind for 3 days, and then you got to get that 3 days in, and then you got to get past that week till you actually get to a game or you can put your hands on somebody else. It's tedious. There's no question about it. Even though they've condensed it a lot, they've taken the pads off, it's still tedious because you're sleeping in the dorm, you're not sleeping with your significant other, and you're not your time is like the focus. It's real intense for like the first 2 weeks of camp is real intense until you play that first game. And then it doesn't really kind of – you get acclimated after you play the third game. So it's a little different.
Yeah, for the fans, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, for the fans. For that, from that perspective, yeah, it's a blast.
And it used to not be this way. I mean, it's so funny how things become a thing, right? How the draft became a thing because the draft was never a thing. Camp has become a thing. It used to be in Suwannee, and back in the day in Suwannee, you'd have, on a weekend, Hugh, maybe you'd have 100 people in lawn chairs, and mm-hmm. there was – maybe some guy with a cooler selling water. Now you've got the big tent with all the gear. You've got the huge tent that has all the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the dollar this and the dollar that.
A lot of people taking pictures, the rise up pitches and all that other good stuff. Yeah, it's a great time, man. I mean, it everybody wants to see their team and their Super Bowl chances. They want to see how close they are to getting to the Super Bowl, especially with this team. You know, there's a lot of talk in the offseason about getting back to the big show. You know, a lot of teams don't make it back. You know, as a matter of fact, the only team in the NFC last year to make it back to the playoffs was the Atlanta Falcons. They're looking to do that again this year. And as you know, John, it's tough. It's a tough thing to do. And you have to hit the ground running. You have to hit the ground running. That's why everybody's kind of holding their collective breath when it comes to this whole, you know, the person whose name we won't speak because everybody tired of us saying his name. But it's one of those things where you want to make sure that your team gets the best opportunity to get out the gate running. And that's what everybody's so concerned about, what's going to happen with Julio and if he's going to come to the first day or not.
Yeah, that'll be obviously, I know you're sick and tired of it, but this week, that is the overwhelming story, at least initially, is whether or not he will be there on Thursday and be in pads and whether or not he holds out. And we'll see. We'll certainly be monitoring it all week long. It is the morning show on this Monday with John and Hugh. And, of course, I hope you had a great weekend this weekend. Hugh just hanging out. We're all just hanging out. Wendy, Adams, I trust you had a good weekend. You were kind of taking part. And were you what was going on in your world?
Nothing, John, was going on in my world. I took it easy this weekend. So a bunch of sitting at the pool. My apartment complex had a pool party, so I went and enjoyed free food and just essentially just watched sports and took a nap.
Darryl, what was your weekend like?
Gave the good people of Phoenix that funk like I normally
Man,
do.
Man, what was Phoenix like? It was like 128 degrees?
It was blazing, but you know what? It was nice out there. I would say that. You already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You so funny, man. Your voice changed. You sound like you just
But you know, when I get into that mode, that's it. I'm that guy, it's different.
It's like you sound like the ladies' man without the lisp.
When I'm without the lisp. I'm gonna light you up through this show. I just want you to know that.
There's a challenge. Arthur Trish, what was your weekend like, my friend?
Well, I was in New York City spending some time
with
family.
Man, you guys traveled all over the world?
Well, this was, given the fact I was in the hospital for 40-some days.
Yeah, right.
I think he's entitled to go somewhere.
Yeah, it wasn't long enough. Thought about you guys this morning. I looked at the clock and said, guess I got to be there.
It's the final countdown. I know what you're playing this song for, because training camp right around the corner.
The Falcons are going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday for an open practice. Before that, Atlanta United will grace the field again next Saturday. What United did over the weekend and where they stand now, trick or treat for one guy, the hottest guy in town. That's next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Monday through Friday.
Swap things where you check your...
At the frickin' goal line!
We're going to fill 5 hours of radio. You're going to love it.
And all through the weekend.
Football is easy. Coaches make it hard.
Just let me be a man.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Carlton around Acosta. Pitches it to the spot, and it's headed to the back post and in! Another goal for Joseph! Joseph Martinez, the second career assist for Frosted Orange. Atlanta United leads.
Mike Honey on 92.9 The Game. Comeback win for Atlanta United over DC United. And Wayne Rooney, a 3-1 victory on 92.9 The Game. A big win for Atlanta United. Frosted Orange being Andrew Carlton, who is played a really good game in his first career start, Hugh Douglas. Played a very good game. I was really impressed with the young Andrew Carlton. I mean, he was...
I tell you what, John, my biggest... What I took from that game was Joseph Martinez. I mean, this guy is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a hell of a player. But for me, watching Atlanta United play, it's kind of the same thing almost week in and week out. Teams try to play keep away. You know, they kick the ball off. They dominate the possession. They look real unstoppable right now. I mean, they always, it seems like every time they have a little bit of adversity, they always bounce back from it in a major way. And they bounced back in a major way this Saturday as well.
Yeah, and Joseph Martinez was the central character in the story, because after that second goal on the assist from Carlton, Joseph wasn't done quite yet.
But it's cut off and sent back the other way by Almiron. 2-on-3 here with Joseph. Almiron and Joseph down the middle. Ahead to Joseph. He's got the ball at the arc. Joseph steps in, takes a touch. It's going to be the hat trick. History for Joseph Martinez. The most hat tricks of anyone ever.
The most hat tricks of anyone ever. I mean, he did it in 40-some-odd games. He gets his sixth hat trick. He is shattering records left and right and left and right. And Michael Parker, the team captain, after the game, even said, what you're seeing is unbelievable.
It's just amazing, the tear that he's on. It's unprecedented in the league. And, it's a tribute to him. It's a tribute to the team.
Yeah, it is a tribute to him and to the team as well. I think... But Joseph Martinez has a knack for scoring goals, and he's scoring goals that, you know, this is Herculean. It's Mark McGuire, it's Barry Bonds, it's that kind of a deal. You know what I mean? It's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, not only that, John. It's like in the second season of Atlanta United, he has, I would probably venture to say, captivated the city. He is, I would say, right now, with the goals that he's made, he's the best striker in soccer right now, in MLS right now. I would say that, and I would be comfortable saying that. And it looks like he has six goals to go before he breaks the record. I think it's six goals for a single season.
Six, correct.
I think that's well within his sights. He shows no sign of slowing down. That's well within his sights. He's a phenomenal player. There's no question about that.
Well, remember the broken nose? Well, he says he rebroke it in practice. He still didn't wear a mask. He still scored twice on the header. He's scoring with headers. Now, think about this. Hugh, he's scoring with headers. Joseph Martinez, you may not know this about Joseph, he's 5'7".
Really, John? You can look at him. He's the biggest dude.
Yeah, little there. Guy. Like, well, but if you think about it, I mean, if you think that guy scored with headers, never noticed when he 6'3".
Stood and... next to, like, Brad Guzan, you never noticed how little he was when he stood there. No, it's just the way you said it, though. In case you didn't know, he's a little dude.
Well, I was just talking to him. You think about guys who score on headers, right? I mean, you do, right? You think about guys who score on headers, and you think Alexi Lawless, 6'3", or something.
Alexi's a big, like, he's kind of like an anomaly. Because most soccer players look more like Taylor Twellman than Alexi Lawless. I mean, Alexi plays, like most of the goalies are a little bit bigger, but yeah, I got your point though. No, he's one heck of a player. He's the heck of a player.
Yeah, six hat tricks in 42 games, 22 goals in 22 games this year. He is nine ahead. He is nine goals ahead of the next highest scorer. Nine goals. The next highest scorer has 13. He has 22.
Yeah. So I think it's probably safe to say now that he's going to get the Golden Boot. He got to get that love. He got to get the love for that.
Yeah. As for the team, they're 4 points up on NYCFC, and they're but there's still 12 games to go. So we'll see what happens with them when they go to Montreal on Saturday. One other quick kind of note here is that Bargo didn't play in the game, and he was suspended for the game. We're understanding, if you believe the reports that are coming out, that Bargo will be suspended for the Montreal game as well. So Bargo's going to be. Out for the game this Saturday against Montreal up in Canada. So
disciplinary reasons.
Yeah, disciplinary reasons. I mean, I have
off the pitch.
Yeah, off the pitch. I have a source. I'm not willing to because I'd have to confirm it. But how do I put this? What I heard was that. Let me put it to you this way: it's not that big a deal. Okay, it's a deal, but it's not that big a deal. If what I heard is correct, and Barco will be back. It's just a. You know, hey, listen, we got to learn to grow up kind of thing. All right, so.
He was somewhere wild. He was wilding out.
I just will say wild, he's got to learn
wild,
to grow
wild
up.
Wild thoughts. Did he try to go to the Stormy preview?
Maybe he did.
And wasn't old enough to get into the pony? Because he's only, what, like 19?
Yeah, 18, 19.
You
got
to be like 21 to get in the pony, don't you? 18, I don't know. I don't know because I ain't never had trouble if I wanted to go. So he was trying to, that's what it was. He tried to sneak into the pink pony. He tried to see Stormy and found out she wasn't there and threw a hissy fit. That's probably what it was.
And I think about it, no Barco, no Nagby, no Garza because of injuries to Nagby and Garza. And yet Atlanta United is still able to put three goals on the board because the depth of this team, when you're going to lose a Barco and have an Andrew Carlton step up and play the way he played in this game. And how about Andrew Carlton? In that first start, he may get another start against Montreal. I mean, he was active. He was all over the place. I was really impressed with the kid.
Depth. That's what the one thing that Atlanta United talked about all season long was depth. And with Eric Remedy coming in now, that they're just strengthening that depth that they have on this team.
Right. When you go to the bench and get a, you know, well, Villalba started, but if you can get a Villalba off the bench or you can get, you know, that now in Andrew Carlton, and think of the depth that they're with Remedy, too. And when Nagbe gets back, you'll have Nagbe and Remedy and Barco. And I mean, so, yeah, there's
you got some deep players. You got some deep peoples.
You know, and then you have the All-Star game looming. By the way, we should mention this about the All-Star game, because we have the All-Star game covered for you. It is a week from Wednesday on August the 1st, right? And Dukes of Bell are going to be there from 2 to 6 at the Soccer Celebration in the Georgia International Plaza area. Mike Conney and Jason Longshore are going to be part of it. They're going to have an MLS All-Star preview show starting right after Dukes and Bell, and All-Star commentary as well. And the All-Star game is coming, and that's going to be a huge deal. I think that, you know, the idea of Atlanta United getting to show off, not just its stadium, Hugh, but its team against a team like Juventus. Because don't we wonder, you know, how would Atlanta United fare if they played against the bigger clubs in the world?
Yeah, well, it's not the whole club, but it's the all-stars of MLS.
Right, understand.
Yeah. And, you know, you just want to see where soccer is in America as compared to everywhere else. Definitely want to see that. You know, it's kind of a little bummed out that Cristiano Ronaldo is not going to play, not going to even be there, but still excited to see.
Is he scared?
Now, that's one thing I would definitely not say about Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't think he's scared. I just think that what he said it is, he has to take care of some business. You know, with him leaving the club that he was once at, and him the way that he left, I think that he probably, you know, that's probably a little tough for him, and he probably just needed some personal time. I did hear that he's going to be in Baltimore when they go up there, when Juventus goes up there, but I also heard that he wasn't going to play when he goes there as well. So he probably just needs some personal time and just to digest everything that has happened to him in such a short period of time. Because he's the man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's still cashing checks now. He's still making a ton of bread.
I got to tell you, I totally get your point. And I'm going to say this to you. I think you're probably absolutely 100% right. But, boy, there's just that 0.1% of me that says he's scared. Because, well, here's why. If you're going to make a debut for your new team that just spent $150 million, even though, you know, you're one of the two or three greatest players in the world, or maybe even the best player in the world, if you come to the best player in the world and you lay an egg at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Atlanta United and Major League All-Stars, people in Juventus in Italy are going to go, what the hell did we just – what are you? I mean, because you have to understand how they view it. Juventus is coming here going, okay, this is like sending the Boston Red Sox to play in, Japan against the – you know,
the winner of the College World Series?
Right, exactly. There you go, better.
I hear you. That makes sense. I mean, when you frame it like that, John, that makes sense. That makes sense. But if you are one of the best, if not the best soccer player in the world, what you got to be afraid of? I mean, really? Nothing. I mean, because I think it's safe to say. I've only seen a handful of his body of work. He's legit. He's legit. I mean, he's done some things with the ball that I haven't seen people over here do. I mean, that's real. I mean, so he's legit. He's worth all, what, $35 million or whatever he is, $58 million in endorsements off the field. Yeah, he's worth all of that in a bag of chips.
No, you know, and again, I understand Atlanta United is when you're talking about Juventus or you're talking about Real Madrid, his former club, or, you know, if you're talking about the best teams in the world, Barcelona, what have you, those teams are the top five and top 10 teams in the world, right? Five top. The last time I checked, Atlanta United was ranked number 200 in the world, number 200, which if you're thinking in college football terms, that means if Juventus and those teams, Barcelona, they're the Alabamas and Ohio States of the world, Atlanta United is like, you know, they're like Kennesaw State, okay? That's kind of where they're at, you know? You know, somewhere in that, you know, that's what they think of them. And so I don't know that that's the case. I'd be really interested to see. This is why it's going to be with so many United players playing in the game. It's going to be kind of interesting to me to see, you know, kind of how they fare.
Yeah, I mean that's interesting, but I don't. Again, you make a strong point why Cristiano Ronaldo is not playing, but I don't know if that's the truth. I can't see him being scared.
Mm-hmm.
But well, that's make a great point. You make a really great point.
All right, we'll see what happens. I mean, again, that'll be the All-Star game. Before then, we have a little affair up in Canada. I guess Montreal, see if we can keep this now burgeoning unbeaten streak again going and make it four unbeaten in a row and maybe increase that lead over NYCFC. When we get back, it's a Monday. Some of the things that you got to know from the weekend get you caught up in the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, there's some people who go to games and baseball games in particular, and they sit in the, you know, the left or the right side to in order to catch a foul ball, right? It's cool, but normally you give the ball to a kid, but you don't ever want to be this guy because this is what happened with two Cub fans on Sunday's game. So when first base coach Will Venable tossed a baseball to a young fan seated in the first row, the ball got away. So the baseball essentially went underneath the seat in front of this child and his mom. So clearly he was trying to toss the baseball to the kid. Well, the ball bounced underneath the seat, and there was a middle-aged man in the second row. He grabbed the baseball, gleefully handed it to the woman that he was sitting next with, and the kid and the mom turned around, you know, to get the baseball because the ball was thrown in their direction, and nope, did not hand the kid the ball back.
Did not even look at him. I saw that, Wendy, and it sickened me because it was a young woman. It was a woman. She wasn't a young woman, but it was a woman with a little boy. And they threw, like anybody could see that he threw the ball directly to the little boy. The little boy fumbled the ball. The ball falls on the ground. Dude scoops it up and hands it to his wife and does not look at their way.
Even acknowledge.
I would have punched him in his face. And I know that's not the right response to have.
Yeah, it was really, really, if you haven't seen the video, really, really, really. And the dude was so cool about it. Like, oh, look here, honey, I got you a ball.
And everybody, like, it was real disrespectful.
It was tacky. And you're a dude.
It was super tacky.
You took a $23 baseball from a child. Well, thankfully, the Cubs took notice to the fans' behavior and made sure the young kid not only got himself a baseball, but also one-upped the baseball, also giving him a Javi Baez signed baseball. So the Cubs.
Wait, $23 for a baseball?
That's for one. That's how much they priced it.
John, I was just making up a number. I don't know the cost
I read somewhere where it said something like $23 or something like that.
I don't know how much baseball is, John. It's just a number.
Inflation. It just caught me by surprise.
I'm really glad that's part of the story that you caught, John, was the price of the actual baseball, not
you
the Cubs
saw
doing
his face.
A great
$23 for a baseball?
I don't know how much it's expensive now, John.
It never ceases to amaze me how some people, and mostly it's men, have the like they'll sit there with no kind of nothing and just take baseballs from kids
because they bring their gloves.
But Wendy, my thing is this:
and miss them.
But you saw the little boy, like they threw the ball to the little boy.
I know.
And you just sat there and you didn't look nobody's way, like it was supposed to be for you. If that was my child. Thank God it ain't never happened to me, because I don't know how to react with that. Because to
you
me,
you would have had some words. That's how you would have reacted, like most of everybody did on Twitter.
My thing: why didn't Will Venable say, "Hey"?
Because John, he was
he turned around.
Away.
Oh, he turned around.
Yeah, because it was like, and he's
oh, so he didn't see it.
He didn't see it.
No,
but the little boy. But it was obvious. It was the little boy. It was there for the little boy.
Hugh did not care.
Yeah, I'm with Hugh. I would have socked him in his throat. Soon as I saw that video, I was
burning. It's disgusting because this is the problem. Like the little boy, like you talk about baseball fans are getting old.
Mm-hmm.
That little boy would have been a fan for life. Luckily the Cubs did right by him.
Well, they probably made him a fan for life now.
But still, John,
right?
The dude, you went home like somebody. I know somebody had to blow his Twitter up and be like, "Dog, you are a scumbag," or like, you know, you're that guy.
And her, she could not have been that not invested into the game, that she didn't know that ball was for the little boy. Like,
yeah,
she was shocked
agree.
He handed it. Where did this ball come from?
Well,
there's a kid sitting right in front of you. Just give him the ball.
I agree. It would have been some choice work. If it had been me, I'd have said something, or I'd have snatched that ball out of hand and be like, what?
Yeah, why? I guess nobody around him saw it either, because if I had been sitting there, I would have said, hey.
No, people saw.
No, they saw. They looked right at it, John.
It's like that situation.
They looked right at it.
It's like that TV show, What Would You Do? And a lot of people just sat back because they don't want to get involved. But
because
I would have said something.
Yeah, everybody, wait a second. Would you? Let's just ask the question. If you had been sitting right there, would you have said something?
If it was that dude getting the ball, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, hold up, bro. That ain't for you.
I would have said something. AT, would you have said something?
So like, dude.
You already know I would have said something.
Well, I know. I didn't even bother, Daryl.
You already know I would have said
something. I already knew that Daryl was going to be the
But see, the bad part about it is it would have been bad. It just, you know what I mean? It's certain things where you know that it could go south real quick. For him to be so cavalier about it, that would have probably went south. And she probably and plus it made me upset because it was a woman. I don't think he would have did that if his pops was there. If that little boy was with his pops.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He'd have handed that ball back.
Well, because she didn't want to have a confrontation with her son. I mean, sitting right next to her. Why would you want to confront somebody with your child?
Because
I mean,
it was his ball. Like, this little boy went from the joyous moment, from a real joyous moment, to, oh, really?
Like, that dude is now a scumbag. So we're going to, if you haven't seen the video, we'll post it at 929 The Game on our Twitter page so you can see it and see exactly.
And children, violence is not the way to handle grown-up situations. I just want to put that out there. It's not.
Communication is the
communication
best
thing. Is the key. Communication is the best way to handle situations
use
like
your
that.
Words.
And sometimes you have to communicate with your hands.
Well, a newborn baby now has gotten free Chick-fil-A for life, and let me explain. A couple named Robert and Fallon Griffin were dropping off their two daughters at a Chick-fil-A in San Antonio, Texas, last Tuesday when Fallon went into labor with their third daughter. So Robert delivered the baby in one of the Chick-fil-A bathroom stalls. Mom and baby are fine. What do you mean? Oh, they cleaned those bathrooms.
No,
really,
wait a minute. Back up. I didn't mean it. Like, I was just like, oh, you had your baby on the bathroom floor. That's kind of
what you gotta do.
You
can't hold it in.
Hold it. Hold it like a turd.
You don't get it. Wait a second.
You gotta hold that baby like a turd.
You don't get any more warning than that.
No,
I mean,
you just don't. You don't know how fast the baby's gonna come, and especially when it's your third baby. I've heard labor is a lot quicker with the more children that you have. But the hospital ended up putting up a born at Chick-fil-A. Right on the birth certificate, they listed Robert as the attending physician, even though he's not a doctor. Now, here's the cool part. So, baby's name is Gracelyn, and the owner of the Chick-fil-A franchise is giving her free Chick-fil-A for life and has a job offer. So, in 14 years, Chick-fil-A will give her a job.
That is awesome. So, she can show all her friends that she was born on a bathroom floor.
Did they give it? I mean, they're not going to do like... Her name is like Nugget or something. They're not going to do that, right?
Jonathan, her name is Gracelyn.
Oh, good.
It's okay. I'm here, John.
That'll be the nickname.
Dad jokes off of business.
But she going to go tell her friend, hey, this is where I was born, on the Chick-fil-A floor.
But free Chick-fil-A for freaking life.
This is where I was born. And now I get free Chick-fil-A for all my days. And I got a job.
She's going to have all the best friends.
Yes.
That diaper change, it never mind. A few runs, a lot of hits, and nothing to show for the Braves. A long day for the Atlanta Braves. We'll be talking about them and asking you about whether or not this team can make the playoffs. If they don't make any moves, that's next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.